The fatigue of too many late nights catches up to me now, too many nights searching for comfort at the bottom of a bottle. My eyelids become magnetic, drawing toward each other like an unstoppable force of nature. Just as they soothingly connect, the heavy metal train door swings open. The backlit outline figure of a man appears from nowhere. Quite calmly, he asks, "Can you turn on that light for me?" Marty finds the switch and follows the man's request. The stranger leans over and grabs a clipboard hanging from the wall that escaped our notice in the blackout conditions. The ragged conductor signs a form, places the clipboard back in its place and says, "Have a good night, guys," then closes the door behind him. After the longest 30 seconds of silence in my adult life, Marty shatters our collective reticence. "Well, that was odd. I can't help but think we're being set up somehow. The discussion begins if we should exit the train. We decide we should just stay put. If he wanted us off, he would have told us to leave, right? He didn't even act surprised that we're here. We decide to just stay in place. Despite the excitement, the weight of exhaustion pulls me back down. It doesn't take long before my eyelids slam shut once more. Using an old tan jacket as a pillow, I sprawl out on the floor of the pushcar and wait for the train to begin moving.